There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind from the studios of 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, 1090 KTGO, Williston to Watford City, Stanley, Tioga, oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga, by the way. And as well, AM 1100, The Flag, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota. We have a whole hour to talk about whatever you want to talk about today on the program. What's on your mind? Pat and Bismarck waiting to talk about a pipeline hearing, and Mike and Bismarck wants to talk about some statistics. A couple of calls with questions that came in for Congressman Kramer. We're going to get to those, too. We have a Twins fun bus I want to tell you about, August 13th, day game. Love to have you join us for that. Been promising to tell you about that. I will before the end of the hour, so a lot to get to today on the program as well. Brought to you in part today by our friends at a Coalition for a secure energy future. What's a secure energy future look like? Affordability, reliability. How do we get that? Affordability, coal. I mean, we have a lot of coal-powered electricity in North Dakota. And we have among the most affordable electricity in the country. It is affordable. Minnesotans, same thing. Benefit from a lot of North Dakota coal. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Congressman Kevin Kramer was on with us last hour. He received a phone call from someone that said, we have to do something about a story I just heard on the news. There are sanctuaries for dangerous illegal aliens, including right here in North Dakota. I had seen the story earlier, but just brushed it. Didn't really get down into the detail. Because of his call I have, it's actually at Breitbart.com, and I read part of it to Congressman Kramer. Here's what it says about North Dakota. Different jurisdictions use different means to protect illegal aliens from lawful deportation. North Dakota is perhaps the most extreme. Again, they're saying North Dakota is the most extreme in protecting illegal aliens from lawful deportation. They say state penitentiary policy forbids the state from honoring any ICE detainer, meaning that should local officers detain a suspected immigrant murderer or rapist, they will not cooperate with immigration officials, making deportation impossible. Yet North Dakota suffers from a rash of immigrant crime. African refugees fight each other tooth and nail for no clear reason, smashing each other's cars with crowbars, while attacking each other in alcohol-fueled brawls involving 70 or more refugees. Police arrested no one during June's explosion of violence. No matter how violent the immigrants act, there is virtually no chance they'll be expelled back to their home countries, says the Breitbart story. This actually is from CBS Sacramento and repurposed on Breitbart. So, is that accurate? Well, obviously, if they're talking about the North Dakota penitentiary system, that would bring us to the North Dakota Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The director, Leanne Birch, is on our newsmaker line to address this particular issue. Leanne, thanks for joining us.
Hello. Good morning.
So what I just read, is there anything in that that's accurate?
It's absolutely inaccurate. The Department of Corrections has always honored ICE detainers and always will. It honors all federal and state detainers.
By the way, is this common?
We routinely release inmates to their detainers. We just released one today, and in the several upcoming weeks, we'll be releasing several more inmates to their ICE detainers.
So just walk me through this. In other words, you incarcerate someone that is known to be illegal, and then... Right. Who contacts who? Are you then saying, hey, we have someone here that's illegal and arrange for their pickup, or how does that work?
Legal Records handles it, but usually if they are an illegal immigrant, ICE will put a detainer on them. They'll serve their sentence, And as soon as they're being prepared to exit their sentence, ICE will be notified, and they will be picked up by ICE.
I got it. So they serve their sentence still here.
They can, or they can actually be paroled to their ICE detainer prior to serving their entire sentence. So routinely they can be paroled to their ICE detainer as well, meaning instead of taking up more days in a state facility, we can just parole them to their ICE detainer.
So when they say state penitentiary policy forbids the state from honoring any ICE detainer, I mean, is there anything in the policy where they could get...
I don't know what policy. We don't have a policy like that, so I don't know where they're getting their information from. It's absolutely bad information and inaccurate.
Yeah, folks, don't believe everything you read, I guess, is the lesson. So anyway, glad to know it's bum information. Now, they have a number of, in this story, a number of facilities, city, county, state facilities. They list the whole state of North Dakota as an issue because of this. But they also list a facility out in Dickinson, the Southwest Multiple County Correctional Center. Is that a county facility out there?
It's a regional facility. I'm assuming they listed that facility because that's the parent facility that runs our women's prison for the Department of Corrections.
I got it. So it's probably for the same reason, but it's
right.
Incorrect for that facility as well.
It's inaccurate. The Department of Corrections, regardless of where the inmates are housed in the system, the Department of Corrections handles all detainers for all inmates in the state system.
Got it.
That have been sentenced to the Department of Corrections.
All right. So now you know. Congressman Kramer said that doesn't sound right, but you better talk to the state. And we have, and we got your answer. Thank you, Leanne. Appreciate the update.
I appreciate it. Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. You know, when there's a national news story out there saying something, that I think it bears clearing up, and we have. So I guess that's news about the news. Mike in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, Congressman Kramer was on, and the Republicans like to make a big deal out of Social Security. They want everybody to work longer and retire at a later age. But if they raise the cap, which is now at $118,000, and made people pay Social Security on the money they make over $118,000, the problem would be solved. Right now, the rich don't pay any Social Security on any dollar they earn over $118,000. It's a very simple solution, and the formula they originally used to come up with that $118,000 figure would now put it at $180,000. So we're asking young people to work till they're 72 rather than have wealthy pay Social Security on any money they earn over $118,000 a year. This is a classic example where the tax system favors the wealthy, but the Republicans don't want to talk about it. And I'm pretty sure you'll come up with some right-wing reason why no one should pay Social Security on any dollar they make over $118,000. Somebody will call up and spin it. So that's my question. Let's hear the spin and start.
All right. Yeah, Mike, well, sorry, you're not going to get a spin from me, but we'll see if anybody else is interested in the topic. I'm not. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Maybe it's because baseball's on my mind. Todd, you've been to a Twins game already this year, didn't you?
Not this year. I haven't been to Tarjay yet.
I always think you got to go at least once a year, right?
I really should. You're right.
But my average is, I think I've been to Target Field twice. How long has that place been open? Forget now. five, 6 years?
Yeah.
2010? Yeah, so 5 years. So
okay.
I've been there twice in 5 years. But
so I'm falling behind. I haven't been there yet.
You have not been to Target Field?
Nope. Last Twins game I went to was in our corporate luxury box in the Metrodome.
There you go, folks. Anyway,
I don't know why it's called luxury boxes. It's not really luxurious, but maybe they're better at Target, but at the Metrodome, it was just a room.
Well, anyway, I said let's do it, and if I'm going, I want others to go as well. So we have a little fun bus, and this is actually going to go to Fargo. So if you are up for a little road trip to Fargo, and then the easy part is hopping on the bus from there, and going down, it's a day game, so 12:10 first pitch, so this is kind of nice. You can you know, get back in a decent hour. So it works out pretty good. Leave at 7 a.m. from Fargo. This is August 13th, and then return after the game. Okay? Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty, is the sponsor of this fun one-day first-class trip to Target Field. And the seats, by the way, are primo. They call them home plate box seats. Okay? So you get the primo seat and the bus ride, $129. And, you know, I mean, maybe plan a trip with some friends or make some family memories before school starts. Reward some great employees. A lot of ways you can do that. I'll be doing the What's on Your Mind broadcast on the bus on the way August 13th. So we'll have a little fun. And, by the way, the Twins are hot right now. My gosh, they're hot. So, if you want to join us for this, call Marie. She's waiting for your call right now at 855-200-1776. Her extension is 3. Okay? 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email her, marie@flagfamily.com. All right, Paul and Bismarck, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend your mind. 20 past the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm getting texts. You can text Todd. Because I can't multitask like Todd can. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. The text I just received is, what date on the Twins game? Okay, August 13th. How much? 129. Where are the seats? Home plate box. Did I not say all this? Maybe I said it a little too fast, huh?
You did, but, I mean, and I've been on the edge of our seat on that one.
How do I sign up? How do you sign up? 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or email marie@flagfamily.com. marie@flagfamily.com. I'm going to go to Paul in Bismarck after I tell you about my friends at Apache, at High Plains Apache, the home of the Apache sprayer. The folks at High Plains Apache have one focus. You know what it is? Sprayers. And they do it really, really well. And they have a great deal now on new and used sprayers. 3 years, no interest. That's right. 3 years, no interest. High Plains Apache, Apache sprayers, and all kinds of brands of sprayers. I used, that is. They have the new Apaches, but they have some used ones as well. And they're really wheeling and dealing on them right now. So it's a good time to go to highplainsapache.com or stop and see them across from the Bonanza in Mandan or in Frontier and get yourself a great deal on a Apache sprayer or a used sprayer as well. They also have the ETA Center, so if you have a part, chances are they have it. Tell them we sent you, and they'll take care of you at High Plains Apache. Paul in Bismarck wants to talk about a previous caller. Which previous caller would that be, Paul?
The comment about Social Security.
Okay.
There's no right-wing rebuttal. The problem conservatives that I see have with Social Security is the Democrats have run Congress since the thing was passed. And they took that money that was supposed to stay in there, and they threw it into the general fund to pay for their other pet projects and everything else they wanted to do. That's the problem conservatives have with it. And now the Democrats are coming back and going, well, we need more money. Give us more. I'll tell you what, take it out of the general fund, stick it back in a trust fund and leave it alone, and you won't have that problem.
Yeah, LBJ era is when that... That started when they just sort of, it's just, we'll take it out of here and put it in there, and yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they seem to forget that it's the Democrats that control spending for the last 80% of years. So they need to look in the mirror and open their eyes or maybe put glasses on it, and that caller will see where the money's gone.
There you go, Paul.
Little humor there. Have a good day.
That's a good point. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, and we need a little humor today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You ready to laugh, Todd? You need a good laugh?
I'm always ready to laugh. Let's do it.
All right, Ray in Mandan wants to make you laugh. He told me that.
Yeah, good morning, America. Oh, the EPA gods. Oh, the oil company gods. Oh, the government gods. Oh, the politician gods. Where? Where can we increase the cost of anything so we can get more tax money? Oh, where can we dicker and lie and tell big lies where we can get donations? Oh, we just love it. Good morning, America. Wake up. Wake up. Got all these gods attacking you. All kinds of them. Oh, boy, they're just out there. Good morning, America. Good morning, America.
he even laughed at himself at the end. I mean, if you can make yourself laugh, you're doing pretty good, don't you think?
Oh, wow.
Good.
A colorful character indeed.
Morning, America. All right. Here's another happy soul calling us on the What's On Your Mind line at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 today, folks.
Congressman Kramer, what good will all this legislation do, even if it's passed, the administration is going to ignore it. They won't enforce it. So what good does it do? All I'm hearing is a lot of big talk, but nothing's going to happen.
All right, well, first of all, the system was designed by a wise group of folks, right, in how they designed this. So he is technically right that you can pass something and it can sit there or, be vetoed. Sign it, veto it. You could pass something in the House and wait forever in the Senate for it to happen. It's just how Congress works. They're designed that way. Now, the caller's saying, what good's it do? You know, who cares? Why bother? I think actually we, the people, have the power to say, that passed, and I want you to pass it too in the Senate. Or, that passed and it's horrible, don't pass it. Or, you know, if, in other words, the popularity of a particular piece of legislation, when the power of the people have a say, really can influence whether it just sits there and nothing happens to it. So, it's not a bad way to go, in my mind. But I understand your frustration. Again, your frustration probably should be directed as much as anything at the Founding Fathers. They designed the system to be this way. So, oh my gosh, here's a very long email. I'm not sure I'm going to have a chance to get to all of this. Tell you what, I'll review it during the break and see if I can give it a little brevity. And then try and share it with you. Try and keep your emails just a tad talk radio proof. So we can get to them, okay? Let's go to Tom in Northwood. And then, Todd, you have another off-air call as well, right? Let me know if that one's ready to roll. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just heard that last caller. And what I'd like to do is give a plug for what you've been talking about, and that's iCitizen. I went and downloaded that app. I think it's a real good one. You know, it gives a guy a chance to get a few things off his chest and become a little more active and in an easier fashion.
Yeah, I like it, too. What I like about it is just one touch I can you know, in other words, if you're hot about something, it's okay. Where do I call again? What do I email? I mean, this gives you every way to interact with your member of Congress. In our case, Senators Hovind and Heitkamp, Congressman Cramer. And I believe Senator Heitkamp needs to hear from more North Dakotans. She is at odds with, in my mind, the vast majority of North Dakotans. And, you know, you got to do a better job of letting your voice be heard on this. So it's a good way to do it.
It even gives you numbers for the local reps, so that's good, too.
It does. Yeah, your legislators. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
And it's free, too, Tom, right? So, I mean, they didn't like, you know.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
So. And it gives you a lot of info, too. I go to a lot of blogs, and this kind of synthesizes everything into one place.
It does. It is. And that's why I call it kind of a one-stop shop to be an engaged citizen. So if you have an iPhone or a Droid phone, download the iCitizen app, just the letter I, Citizen app, or go to iCitizen.com/radio. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Well said, sir. Thank you very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Brian has an email for us here. We'll get to next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. Valleyimports.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
On your mind. I'll tell you a little bit about my pal Roger Stanton at the Heedalls location in Watertown. You know, the folks at Heedalls have the parts you need. That's what they're famous for, and they're really good at it. And they deliver them all over. They have great machine shops, broad availability of quality products and services and information, and of course, everything at a competitive price, speed and efficiency, best trained people. I mean, they do it all. But to really get to know the folks at Heedalls is to really know the secret behind the success of these Heedalls locations. And it is people like Roger Stanton, who's at their Watertown location. Heedalls has locations throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Montana, too. I was chatting with Roger the other day. You know what his first car was? A 1954 Ford Vicky. He was 13 years old and in junior high school, didn't even have a driver's license, and had himself his first car. Does that make you jealous or what? And incredible. His brother would take him out, and as soon as they get on their parents' side, he'd get to drive out in the country. He paid $50 for that car, and it's pretty darn cool. So, nice ride. 54 Ford Vicky. If you get to the Watertown Heedalls location, make sure you ask Roger about that. He'd been there about a decade and really enjoys working with folks every day, getting them the parts they need. And there are just car folks. That's what I call them. Just folks that, you know, love turning a wrench and talking about their cars. And, just ask them about the machine shop there, and he'll go into all kinds of things they can do on automotive and ag engines and, the big John Deere engines, and tear things down, put them back together. They love doing it. At Heedalls. Tell them Scott sent you. Say hi to Roger and the crew at the Heedalls location right there in Watertown, North Dakota. So Brian sends a note here about Social Security. He says, hey, Scott, tell that liberal caller of yours, Social Security, which in my opinion is a true entitlement program by the government because people are entitled to it. It's their money. It's capped. It's not an unlimited retirement fund. And you get back according to what you pay in. I'm not sure he understands how it works. Government steals our money and then graciously gives it back to us later in life. If people were to get taxed unlimited, hypothetically, to $1 million, then they should get back more when they retire. It's their money. All right, Brian. I think you told the liberal caller the real deal. Let's see. Bob in Grafton is next up here on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Bob.
Hey, morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. I just wanted to bring up something there. Earlier was that church shooting was mentioned. And you know what? You know my stance, Scott. I'm a veteran, and I support our Constitution. But, you know, the left and the anti-gunners and the anti-Second Amendment people have come up with a means that is so cunning to support their agenda that it's just mind-boggling to me that it seems the American people have just lost, and conservatives, I'm not even going to say Republicans, just conservatives, have lost, it seems, the ability to reason. Two things got those innocent people killed in that church, and it was nothing to do with the Confederate flag. Number one, it was a murderous individual intent on murdering. Second, it was a law that's been passed around the country that prevents law-abiding citizens from protecting their own lives. And I'm speaking of these anti-gun zones, these gun-free zones. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of, and it supports the left's means to... It's so cunning if you just really think about it and analyze it. Criminals are called criminals because they do not obey the law. Regardless, doesn't matter what law you pass, if a criminal is intent on being a criminal, he's not going to obey any law. The only people that obey those laws are law-abiding citizens. These gun-free zones just get innocent people killed because there's no means for them to protect themselves. If there were no guns in the world, that guy would have went in there and killed them with baseball bats or spears or arrows or knives. It's just ridiculous. It's about as ridiculous as let's just take out all the fire extinguishers from public places and schools and just wait on the fire department to arrive rather than be a first responder yourself. That guy went in there, murdered those people, and left the scene. He was long gone before law enforcement even got there. Before a good guy with a gun even arrived on the scene, the guy was long gone. So these gun-free zones are absolutely ridiculous, and it just boggles my mind that the American people just don't demand that these gun-free zones be abolished. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I know. It worries me a little that we're going soft, that we think, oh, yeah, gun-free zone, that'll do it. It's not critical thinking, right? I mean, it's like, if we have a gun-free zone, yeah, it'd be better if they're growing guns there, and then something like that wouldn't happen. Yep, it's sort of so superficial. I can't even believe it. And by the way, I am disappointed that the evil act at a church in South Carolina has, this is even happening by Republicans, right? So Republicans down there, Nikki Haley, I like Nikki Haley. I think she's done a fine job down there. But the stories I've read about this, and now the legislature saying, let's remove the flag. Help me understand this, folks. Maybe I would think differently if one of my family members were lost in that incident. But I don't think so, because, again, I get that the crazy killer waved the Confederate flag and is using the Confederate flag in a racist view that he then connects to the flag. So we now say, oh, it's time for that to go. Wait a minute. The individual that pulled the trigger is responsible, not the flag.
Exactly, Scott. And it's the same principle. It's the same ridiculous ideology that, okay, well, then cars cause drunk drivers. Let's get rid of all the cars. I mean, and then the left, people are so gullible in this country that they allow the left to turn around then after that event happened and say, okay, see, that's another reason why we need to get rid of guns or more gun restrictions or bigger background checks. It's all so ridiculous, and it plays right into their hand.
It's knee-jerk. Tell me if you think differently, by the way. I'd like to know what you think. I appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you very much. Sally is calling. She wants to talk about Bob and Grafton. That was just Bob and Grafton we were talking to. Do you agree or disagree with what he had to say? So.
Well, first of all, I do want to make another point before I say that. I think we need to start examining closely the drugs that we're giving kids as they're growing up in their school years and even before, and look at the consequences of some of these drugs on the mental development of some of these people. This kid had no reason in the world to go in there and kill him except he was crazy. But I will say this, I do agree with your caller. There's absolutely no sense in assuming that because you make a law, it's like, when a little kid thinks that if he's hiding his eyes, you can't see him. That's the way these gun control people are thinking. If you've got a law that says no guns in here, is that going to... I mean, we've got laws that say no murders in here. It's understood. Murder is against law. It doesn't stop people. The thing that stops people is somebody actually taking action to prevent something or halt it in progress. And that, we've seen examples of this kind of thing. There was a shooting that started in a mall, and someone happened to be in there with a gun-free zone, but he hadn't noticed, and he had his gun. And he stopped the shooter with a bullet from his gun. He's a law-abiding citizen, except he forgot or didn't notice that he was taking his lawful arm in otherwise into a mall. Well, good for him, and lucky for everybody in there. This happens over and over. And as you said, we've had plenty of violence. Then there was a violent attack in Salt Lake City about a year or two ago where a man went in unarmed, went into a department store, went into the kitchenwares department, and picked up a sharp knife and came out and started slashing at people. And he injured some people, and someone in the store stopped him with a bullet. Well, he didn't have a gun. I think it's insane. I think law-abiding citizens should be armed and protect themselves if they so wish. And it's good for all of us that they want to.
Should the flag go from the state capitol grounds?
No, that's stupid. I think we need to start learning more about our history, a more complete version of all of our history, and quit getting rid of the symbols of it, whether it's something that we look back with sorrow or regret on, or something that we look back on with pride. We should learn from our history and quit trying to bury it. I think the flag ought to be up there.
Thanks for the call, Sally. Nikki Haley said today on Facebook, today as the Senate did before them, the House of Representatives has served the state of South Carolina and her people with great dignity. I'm grateful for their service and their compassion. It's a new day in South Carolina, a day we can all be proud of, a day that truly brings us all together as we continue to heal as one people in one state. Okay, how is it healing and bringing people together by sort of abolishing a flag? Again, if you think this is because of a flag, then how's that different than this is, you know, it's the gun that caused this? It's the same silliness. Tom, Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to change topics if I could, and your caller, moderator there said that I could. So I'd like to go back to the Supreme Court decision on homosexual marriages and what's going on in some other states outside of North Dakota and how Christian people are being persecuted just by stating their faith in regard to homosexuality and how they feel about it, and how they're being fined and how they're losing their jobs and that type of thing. And I would just like to encourage everybody out there who agrees that some of these things could now take place in North Dakota to call the governor's office, to call the attorney general's office, and to tell them and to get assurance from them that everybody's constitutional rights here in North Dakota, and especially the right to free speech, will be protected, and will these people that who want to try to come and persecute Christian people at the local level, that if these things end up going all the way to the attorney general, that he's going to be on the side of the Christian people that live in North Dakota. And I think now is the time to be proactive on this and to call the governor's office, to call the attorney general's office, and just say, are you planning to defend the rights of Christian people in regard to homosexuality if they decide to exercise their right as Christians on that issue? Are you going to be on the side of Christians?
Some states are still fighting the battle of the Supreme Court and have not thrown in the towel, Texas being one of them. But, to the point of anticipating future challenges, interesting thought. We have a request in for Attorney General Stengem, do we not? I think we requested a couple days. He wasn't able to do it. We're waiting for some time, so we'll get to that topic with him for sure, Tom. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up with a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20 packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yes, hi, just calling from Valley City here. Wanted to give my opinions on the flag situation down south, and specifically South Carolina with Governor Nikki Haley and their legislature. I am totally against banning that. That's a symbol. It's not a symbol of hate. It's a symbol of our of Southern culture. It's a symbol of, or a reminder of, I guess, their fight for independence. And you can't erase history. This is almost like Stalinism, just the old Joseph Stalin removing people from the pictures because they never really existed kind of a deal. And it's not going to bring anybody together. 70% of the people polled are actually favor keeping the flag and probably more so in the South even. There might be a higher percentage than that in the southern states. It's just going to divide people. It's going to make the race situation possibly even worse, you know, or not race perhaps, but right versus left or whatever. It's going to cause a lot of hard feelings among people that really do stand up for their southern culture, which is a Scotch Celtic, hard scrabble, agrarian, hardworking culture. You know, so that's the backbone. I consider to be the backbone of our military has always been our southern culture. If percentage-wise, they've always been probably in the high 50s. Militaries come out of the South. Whether they're white, that's a lot of the guys that I've always served and served in our wars. And they take a lot of that pride goes right back to Confederacy. They're outnumbered, they're outmanned, they're outgunned, and they fought to the end. In fact, they were wasn't for Longstreet not taking the high ground at Gettysburg on the very first day and ceding it, and they lost the battle there. It might have been a much different country. But that being said, you know, it's a bad idea. Very, very bad idea. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Good to hear from Valley City today. 800-228-0550. As usual, heard from about every corner of the state, right? Started in Plaza and ended up in Valley City and, you know, some Grafton, some Grand Forks, some Bismarck and Fargo and everywhere in between. So appreciate it very much. Good to hear from you. And on that Confederate flag debate and also on the lifting of the export ban on crude as well, where we started today. Last chance to get a comment in on anything on your mind here today. I did get another call about wanting more information on two things. One, the $35 an hour Bakken jobs up at Polar Service Center. We tend to get a couple of calls on that always. I'm going to give you the number nice and slow so you have that. But Polar is probably a name you know. A company you could call home for a long time. They actually are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Minnesota company. It's been around since 1946. And they have the largest network of factory-owned service centers in the country. And they are expanding their Killdeer, North Dakota location, and they need technicians. And these technician positions are in competitive Bakken pay of up to $35 an hour. Your choice of free housing and townhome living accommodations or a $700 a month housing allowance. So that's nice. Plus, one of the best health care plans in the business and much more. Polar Service Centers are here for the long haul, so come along for the ride. Apply for a technician position today by calling them at, here's the number, 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Let's go to Montana. How about that? Got to check that box today. We haven't been to Montana yet today. John, what's on your mind?
I was going to weigh in on this flag thing just for a second. The last caller gave quite a defense, I guess, of this flag, but it has no business on state grounds. I mean, I think people can still wave these crazy flags in their yards like idiots, but the idea is it's on state property, and not everybody...
I get that, but when you start down that road, then that's a slippery slope, isn't it? You know, I mean...
Well, yes, there is. We realize it was put up as a... in spite of the Civil Rights Movement. It wasn't even flown until 61. I mean, it's kind of silly. It's like they were going to show, by God, they weren't going to get affected by, you know, Civil Rights Movement. And that's why it was put up. It hasn't been flying since the Civil War. So, I mean, I think people are like idiots, and it's unfortunate, but they need to move on. We wouldn't like swastikas and shit flying around, so that's all. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. I'll get one more quick one in here. Gene, West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, people have it all wrong regarding that flag is the battle flag of the Northern Virginia Army of the Confederacy. It is not the flag of the Confederate States. Please go onto the web and start looking this up before all these people start talking. It is the battle flag, and it was determined because of the different flags or flags similar to the Union flag that they came up with the flag that what we are talking about right now with the cross blue line with the stars, that it was created to be the battle flag of Northern Virginia.
But my point is it's a flag. It didn't pull the trigger in that church. Nor was it to blame a flag is to blame a gun. I mean, this decision by the legislature in South Carolina today is because of what happened at the church. That's what's a total head-scratcher to me. Appreciate the call, Gene. Thank you very much. One other offer call. Give me the number again for the Twins Fun Bus. Okay, we'll do it. We announced this earlier this hour. We are proud to team up with the folks at RE/MAX Legacy Realty, Dave Noah, and invite you to join us for a one-day first-class trip to Target Field to watch the Twins take on the Texas Rangers. It is Thursday, August 13th. It's a day game, 12:10 first pitch, so we're going to leave at 7 a.m. for Fargo and then return home after the game, and it's only $129 for the primo seats behind home plate, plus the bus coach trip down. Here's the telephone number, 855-200-1776, extension 3, to book your seats, or email marie@flagfamily.com. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.